So it stays 2-0. It could have been worse. You know, there was a VAR check for a penalty at 2-0, which was turned down. Then there was another penalty check for Konaté. PSG were worthy winners tonight, but the good thing that I felt Liverpool showed tonight, we showed some grit and fighting spirit and desire tonight. We've kept it at 2-0. I think we should say thank you to Georgi Mamardashvili, who made some big saves in that first half. Doué opened the scoring, a wicked deflection off Gravenberch. And then in the second half, Kvaratskhelia, after Liverpool got caught, really, Gravenberch got caught the wrong side. The Georgian rounded his Georgian teammate Mamardashvili and scored to make it 2-0. Dembele hit the post as well. Frimpong had a great chance for Liverpool as well in this game, played in by Wirtz. Ekitike had two chances as well, but it wasn't to be his or Liverpool's night tonight. It makes for an enthralling game at Anfield next week, but the first leg, PSG 2, Liverpool 0. Ray Houghton, your final reflections of the night so far. 2-0. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
It sets up an electric night at Anfield.
Yeah, it sets up an electric night. You're quite right, Steve, for next Tuesday. I mean, the players are going to have to play at a much higher level, be much more competitive in that final third. We didn't do that often enough tonight. Didn't take the chance or two that they created, but they know they're up against it. This is an extremely good PSG side. They've got lots of quality, and Liverpool have to perform at the highest level. The crowd's going to be massive next Tuesday.
And it could have been worse with the penalty, couldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it could have been. My initial reaction was I thought he won the ball, and you could clearly see that the first attempt he didn't win the ball, but he didn't catch the player. The second attempt he blocked the ball, so I thought it was a good decision by VAR.
Well, folks, we've been in worse positions before in the Champions League. Barcelona, everybody, that was three. This time it's two. It's all set for Anfield next week. Bring it on! Come on, you Reds. PSG 2, Liverpool 0.
So not the result we wanted, but it is only half-time in the tie. Coming up in this episode of The Reaction, we'll hear from Ryan Gravenberch. We will begin, though, in the LFC TV studio, where I was joined by Phil Thompson and Ray Houghton. It's disappointing, Ray. A two-goal margin is definitely harder to work with than a one-goal margin, but it is still within touching distance, and that was the most important thing going into next week.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, Becky, when you look at it, with the chances that they created, the penalty decision that went in Liverpool's favour for once. You know, I feared the worst initially. I was saying during the commentary, I actually thought he won the ball from the angle I looked at. It looked like he'd won the ball. I thought the first time he went in for it, he didn't catch the player, and the second time he blocked the ball, and I think that was why it wasn't given. But we have to improve dramatically next Tuesday, and I think it comes down to the individuals in the team playing together and instead I thought we were flicking at things too often again. I don't think we had enough runners in behind, because when we did play balls in behind, we'd certainly look more threatening. We had a bit of joy doing that, and I think there's a weakness. I don't think the keeper's particularly good. I think we can pressurise him, and as a back four, they want to go forward a lot. You've seen Hakimi and Nuno Mendes, you know, they were the furthest forward in the last 5-10 minutes, you know, creating one or two half chances for them. If they play like that at Anfield and we get at them in the wide areas and get in behind them, I can see Liverpool posing problems for them.
It's a tall order next week, Tomo, but all is not lost yet. You've got to have hope. You and I were here in the away end then, and they were cheering as loud as anything at the end.
Absolutely.
They still believe, and we have too.
Becky, they know the power of Anfield.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. We will make it a big night. That's for sure. So it's going to be absolutely massive. And it could have been worse. Mamardashvili has made some absolutely great stops. Didn't have to make as many as what Ali did last year. But they're a fine side, a very good side. And it reminded me a little bit of Barcelona when they sort of took us apart and they had one great chance near the end. And you went, ooh, that could cost them. And I feel that referee's decision, the penalty, might be a big
maybe that's
big
the
punch.
Luck we needed.
We haven't had much luck. Nope. I know it's terrible. You meet your own luck. But my goodness, nothing bounces for us anymore in the box. Not the decisions don't go our way. And that has tonight. So that'll give us a little bit to cling to. And I'm expecting a big, big night next Tuesday.
It was a little bit more of a contest, Ray, in the second half. And to maybe give Liverpool credit, because I think we all maybe feared the worst when that goal goes in on 11 minutes. So obviously, straight off the back of a really difficult weekend against Manchester City as well. You can maybe think, oh gosh, we hope the heads don't drop. But they stood strong after that and responded. Maybe didn't have too many opportunities themselves, but still didn't fold.
I think, you know, a lot of fans would have been fearful whether they went 1-0 that early. What happened on Saturday would have affected the players, affected the confidence. But he didn't. You know, I thought Liverpool played a way back into it in some respects. Had the chance where Wirtz played a brilliant ball over the top for Frimpong, and he wasn't far away from equalising, making it 1-1 at that stage. But you've got to do that a little bit more often. You know, I think with the way that Liverpool play and the players that they've got, you need to get it into your attacking midfielders, and then they've got to be positive. You need runners. There was a couple of times late on in the game where we were putting balls into the box, and I was counting how many Liverpool players were in there. One. We had one player in it, and that can't happen. And even when Frimpong in the first half got down the right-hand side, he's done brilliant. He's took on Mendes, he's beat him. He's fired it back across the 18-yard box. Where's the players? Someone from midfield or your left wing-back's got to be in there. There's got to be more shirts from Liverpool in that area to flood there to get half chances you're going to create.
It's very much an Arsenal-type goal, getting to the byline, pulling it back to the penalty spot. I was hoping and thinking, because Jeremy needs to improve on that final ball. But there was nothing wrong with that. He's put a bit of pace on it, he's pulled it back, and it's just a huge space there around about the penalty spot. And it went, and we don't even get a shot away, whether it's hit the target or it goes wide. So there's opportunities. We're clinging to a little bit. But I think that's, you know, they were better last year than they have been tonight.
Yeah.
I feel as good a team as they are, and you look at us, at least we had a bench, and when he makes those five subs coming on, you go, well, at least it gives us a little bit of an opportunity to change things around.
Yeah, I think having said that, in terms of PSG, if you're Luis Enrique tonight, you'll be looking at that thinking, well, they will feel it. Maybe it could have been 3 or 4, right?
Well, they think the tie could have been over.
Miss springs to mind, but there were others, weren't there?
No, they probably thought the tie could have been over tonight with the chances that they've created. You know, they thought they had the penalty. There was one quite late on in the game where it could easily have been 3-0. And that you were saying about 2-0 being harder than 1-0, 3-0.
Yeah.
You know, particularly with the quality that they've got for the second leg on Tuesday, you'd have been fearing the worst. You'd have been thinking, you can't see them not scoring one goal in the game, and then that means that Liverpool need at least 4. So it would have been a difficult task as it was. 2-0, you can get through.
I remembered at Barcelona game.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody said, you can't see them not scoring. That's the thing when they were coming to Anfield.
Yeah.
And teams, that can happen. And I think if we're at it and use that motivation that we did with Galatasaray, of we are making it a goal, they're far better than Galatasaray, by the way. But if we use that sort of atmosphere and that passion, that commitment, it can happen. And we have got good players. We've not shown it enough, but on a one occasion, we can turn up.
Let's have a look at the stats from the match. And
do we have to?
As you would imagine, a pretty favourable to PSG. It's 74% possession for the French side, 18 shots to 3, all 3 of Liverpool's. Coming in the second half, that first half, the first game in 5 years since against Real Madrid in April 2021 that Liverpool did not have a single shot in the first half of a game. No shots on target at all for the Reds throughout the course of the match. 4 big chances to PSG. The passes, 683 for Paris Saint-Germain, 189 for Liverpool. How do we make those stats more positive next Tuesday night, Tomo?
And it is a lot of things. You can always look at passes, and the number of games that we've passed teams to death and failed to beat them. You know, we've had stats like that and not been able to sort of break teams down. So it does look quite daunting, and they were, but obviously they've got some good players. Kvaratskhelia is just such
magic,
a good player.
Isn't he, to watch?
Yeah. What's nice about him, he's a street fighter. He wants the ball and he wants to cause problems for people. He's got great control. But besides that, we've managed it. We've come through. He's got a great record in the Champions League this season. But it's still, we've got a great opportunity, I believe. to
we
go
all
through.
Believe. You have
I,
to believe.
Just look at the stats or the number of passes that they have. They'll probably have that in a lot of games. Because every time they get the ball, they're not looking to go forward. They're looking to go side to side because they're waiting for an opening. They're waiting for one of your players, we used to say, to fall asleep, just to switch off. And that's what happened. If you look at the second goal, they went from one side of the pitch to the other. Ball gets threaded through. Ryan doesn't go early enough with the attacker. And then he's in. And then he finished it brilliantly. He didn't panic at all inside the box.
But you look at sort of all the passes. I think one of the guys, when we were watching it, it was 92% in the first 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah. Before they scored, 92%. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that. But he never got towards our own box, so the stats can be sort of
misleading. Can't they?
But you know, they have got some great attacking players.
I want to ask you about the formation, because we spoke pre-match. We weren't quite sure how it was going to work out, and then you spoke about your desire to see a back three, and you've been asking for that for quite a while. How do you feel that it panned out tonight?
I thought it was all right. Mm. I thought it was... You know, you can't just go straight in here. You haven't never tried that before. That could have got really met. If it had gone to 3-4, something like that, you'd have been going, oh, my goodness. Manager got pelted. But I think with it, the way he played, he got a lot out of Kerkez on that side, a lot out of Frimpong on the other side. They can be very good wing-backs. We needed a bit more solidity into the game, and that will give you... We see so many teams playing against us, changing from 4-2 or 5 for that actual reason, so it can give you a bit of sort of strength in the side. And I think it probably out of 10 it was a 7.
Not something we've seen often.
Days to try and perfect it. You know, they've gone away, the managers obviously looked at the result against Manchester City thinking, I can't go with that system against this side. They're going to open us up. What's difficult for the three centre-halves is there's a lot of times there's no one to pick up, because when you look at Dembele, he doesn't play through the middle. He'll come to the right, he'll go to the left, he'll drop deep. So you can see it on occasions watching the game, the three centre-halves are all looking at each other thinking, where do I go? And that's where you've got to keep your discipline. You've just got to stay in your shape and say, all right, if he goes deep, one of us can go in and then someone's going to get on the cover.
That's the thing. That's where the work comes in, which you need a lot more, is that because you've got that strength in the middle with three, one can go out and sort of engage somebody, but the other two have got to move across quickly. He goes there, the other two come across, and because they've not worked at it a lot, it's something which you have to give. But I thought it was all right.
It was a bit like when Hakimi come forward from the right back position, Dewey come infield, then what should happen there? Kirkus should say to Joe Gomez, Dewey's coming in, you pick him up, because Joe was playing on the left of the three. You pick him up, I'll stay with Hakimi. But that's, you know, a bit of communication. If you've not played that system and you've not been, you know, practicing it for a length of time, it takes time. It's not going to happen automatically, but it does come down to good communication between the players.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a fear that they maybe felt like they had another gear, Tomo? Whether they can reach that other gear at Anfield on a European night is a different question.
I get what you mean, and you always feel that way, but I looked at the body language of their players. They were giving everything. They were giving it all, and they were trying everything. Because of the saves, they have done really well offensively, but you'd always feel as though you've got away with a couple. I don't forget, last year in the game, we got absolutely battered more than that. And Ali was great, and Mamardashvili is, you know, he's done really well today. He was unfortunate with that first one.
But when you come to the game on Tuesday, first goal is absolutely huge, isn't it? Mm. You know, if Liverpool get it, home support, you know, that crowd behind the players, that gives you an extra step. You know, it gives you a little bit more energy and a little bit more belief in what you're trying to do. So that's what I would be saying to the Liverpool player. Start quickly, on the front foot, take the game to him, get a few shots at goal straight away, pressurise the goalkeeper, because I think he's a weak link. Just watch them tonight. There was times he was coming punching it, and he could have caught it. He could have diffused the situation for them. And I'm thinking, anytime you put a throw-in into the box, a corner, a free kick, a cross, there where you can pressurise them.
I thought we could have made it a bit more of Joe's long throws. He was getting some distance on them, and too often they got the first header to the ball. Some of the free kicks when we were going diagonal, Virgil, Ibu was getting headers back across goal. We're not making enough of it. The ball's not dropping for us at the moment.
We spoke about Kvaratskhelia's goal. It, as we said, sort of individual brilliance, wasn't it? The first goal, it takes a wicked deflection, and sometimes you feel that when your look's not in, it's not in, and it deflects absolutely. Off Ryan Gravenberch.
I mean, Ryan's just stuck his foot out. He thinks he's doing the right thing, and you know, there's nothing you can do about that. It really is, and it's just that was a bit of good fortune for them. I mean, that could have went anywhere. It really could have done. To spin in the manner that he did, up in the air and over the top of the goalkeeper, Mamardashvili couldn't do anything about that. You know, he's got his starting position, then it takes the deflection, then all of a sudden you're backtracking, you're trying to tip it over the crossbar, and he just couldn't get anywhere near it.
So many of them over the years, when it just flicks off somebody, and you think, you feel for the goalkeeper, because it's just that loop has got, you've got no chance. You see, it was inches away from him, but the dip that it was going, it was absolutely no chance.
Because he made a save a little bit after that, didn't he, when it came off McAllister, spun into the far corner, and he got down really smartly to his right-hand side to make a great save.
We touched on the Kvaratskhelia goal in terms of his individual skill. It was actually the goal that finished off a move that saw 27 passes put together by Paris Saint-Germain. Do you think at times, maybe towards the end, Liverpool didn't quite react quickly enough to the danger that was there?
For the goals?
For the second goal specifically.
For the second goal. And you do, just people just having the little sort of toes in at it and everything, nothing ever sort of concrete. Got to give a little bit of praise to the player, because he is so elusive, and he glides past people, and you are frightened to actually put a leg out or do something. But we could have done better with it. But the passes, I think they've had, if they had 27 passes with that, I'm quite sure they had during the game 27, 37 passes as well.
The penalty appeal as well, that was, as we spoke about, maybe a little bit of luck that we deserved, right? But Ibu Konate's yellow was wiped out by VAR. Did you feel that was the right decision?
Yeah, I did. I made the call during the commentary. I thought he actually won the ball.
The angle I looked at,
he looked like he got the ball. But then when you see it again, there's no question that the first challenge that he made, he didn't touch the ball. But I don't think he caught the player. I think it's a real difficult one.
That's where it worried me, right?
Yeah, it did. It worried me when I seen it the second
when
time.
When I watched it, I was, because I could see his thigh, Ibu's thigh, catches his thigh first.
Yeah.
And then, so the contact is made, and then he scoops the ball away, which is really good. Now, with the referee pointing to the spot, and then I'm going to have a look at the screen, I thought, we're in a bit of luck here. Hopefully we're in a bit of luck that he listens to what they're saying. He sees it, sees that foot come round. But, and I must admit, I really worried, because I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to be a penalty.
They might not have seen the collision of the knees. They might not. They might have seen the fact that his boot went in. His boot didn't touch the player. But as Phil said, it might have been the thighs came together. They have not seen that. So they've gone on the initial, was there any contact with the foot? None. And then the second case, he won the ball, he blocked the ball. And that's what they've looked at, and that's why they gave the decision.
Ibu did really well, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it quite easily, you're trying to come from behind there to somebody, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a penalty, no matter what. So, in fairness, and getting a touch on the ball, gets something of the ball, has convinced them that is not a penalty.
Who knows how important that could become next Tuesday night. Right, we're heading back to the Parc des Princes now. Let's get some reaction from Jason McAteer. He's with Rob Jones.
Becky, thank you very much. Indeed, the Parisians are just making their way off into the night here in France. Jason is alongside me. You always go with your gut, I guess, of the first question, Jason, that could have been worse. It is my initial reaction.
To be honest, Rob, it was quite reminiscent of last season's game here, with only obviously the scoreline's different. You know, 2-0, it could have been 4 or 5. Liverpool rode their luck at times. Listen, to touch on the Liverpool performance, I did think there was a togetherness. I thought there was a lot of hard work and effort, but this is a class outfit, certainly at home as well, and the quality at times just shone through. Some of the passes from Vitinha and Neves, who were exquisite, and they just exploited Liverpool all over the park, and they got rewarded twice. But like I said, it could have been a lot worse. But I do think a 2-0 Liverpool are still in this tie.
Big moments right towards the end of the game. I think your first thought with that little nudge on the back on Nuno Mendes from Konate was the referee might change his mind. There's a big chance for Dembele towards the end. There were a couple of others that had it have gone to 3, you might have felt that the whole thing was beyond Liverpool next week at Anfield.
Yeah, I agree. I think 3-0, the position we're in at the minute, with low on confidence and, you know, all the ways that we used in the pre-build-up, resilience, and, you know, it's just 3-0, I thought, would have been an uphill battle that they just wouldn't have been able to come through. So, listen, like I said, 2-0, back at Anfield, the crowd, under the lights, it's still very doable. You can still get that performance out of Liverpool. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, they did ride their luck towards the end. Listen, there was a lot of tired legs out there. Like I said, there was a lot of energy put into that performance in Liverpool. Disappointing in the attacking areas when they did work it into the final third. You know, they couldn't find a shot. I don't think they had a shot on target, to be honest. Didn't test the keeper enough. But we knew it was kind of going to be that kind of game. 70-odd% possession for Paris. You know, the number of opportunities, it could have been worse for Liverpool.
You watched it from a nice vantage point up there. The change in formation, how did it work for you? Were the patterns what you sort of expected when we predicted it would be a three?
Yeah, they dropped into a five at times. It was like a 5-4-1, but that was to be expected with the amount of pressure and the amount of possession that Paris had. Like I said, you know, you've got to shut the space off, and that's what you do. You do it with bodies. Sometimes you just can't get there because Vitinha and Neves are so clever off the ball. The movement is just brilliant. But you've got to shut the spaces off. And I thought, you know, in the main, Liverpool did quite well doing that, considering it's a formation that they're not used to, and they probably haven't been on the training ground that much to practice it. It was, it paid off at times. It did pay off at times. There's other times when they just switched off, maybe got a little bit wrong, and then they were exploited, and then they got punished. But in the main, they did it quite well.
You talked about the similarities to last year. Obviously, Liverpool came here and Alisson was the man of the match, and Georgi Mamardashvili, as we probably expected, has had to make a couple of good saves, important saves tonight.
Yeah, we highlighted that area of the pitch, didn't we, before the game. You know, Jeremy Frimpong was going to have his work cut out tonight. It was always going to be a cagey game between them two. Jeremy did it quite well. You know, he did go in front of Kadishvatvili. He did ask a few questions of him defensively, but he's so good, isn't he? I mean, both feet, his balance is lovely. He comes in off that right hand side. He's just a constant threat. Took his goal brilliantly. I thought he might have squared it, I think, to Dembele, but he took it on himself, and he got rewarded for his efforts. And he was a constant threat all game tonight. He's different class, isn't he?
Let's throw it forward to next week then. You touched on the possession. Paris Saint-Germain with more than 700 passes tonight. Liverpool around 250. That's got to be more equal, isn't it, if Liverpool have any chance of overturning this tie and this deficit?
Got to match them for everything. I think a more physical presence will play its part at Anfield. I think they'll be a lot closer. You know, they'll ride on the emotion of the fans and what they bring at Anfield. Listen, they weren't great at Anfield last season. Listen, I know they got back into the game and it went to penalties, but it was, you know, it could have gone Liverpool's way on the night, but it didn't. It was a couple of misses from Jones and Nunes. But Liverpool, if they can get in their faces, look, they can be physical, they can add that effort that they've done tonight to their performance and be clinical, because they will create. They will create chances. Isak's got 20 minutes tonight. A bit unfortunate we didn't see Salah. I'm not too sure what was going on there, but obviously he didn't play a part tonight. We'll have to see what happens next week, whether he starts or, you know, comes on. But Liverpool will create things next week, and hopefully we can we can be clinical and get ourselves back in the game.
It goes without saying, it is an uphill struggle, but take yourself back 7 years. It was a 3-0 deficit against the Barcelona team, including Lionel Messi, with a Liverpool team without Mo Salah and Roberto Firmino that night, which feels to me a tougher scenario almost.
So we've been in this position a few times, haven't we? You know, with the scoreline, the deficit being a lot bigger. I remember was it Dortmund as well that we played? And then obviously the Barcelona results as well, the performance, just everyone was up for it. It's got to be that kind of night. You know, we've seen it at Galatasaray. You know, the fans were right up for it. They fed on the emotion, the players, didn't they? And they put a performance in. They have got a performance like that in them. They've just got to believe every week it's going to come out. It's going to keep plugging away, keep doing it. You keep working like that, you'll get your rewards in the end.
Jason, thank you very much indeed. Liverpool have hung in there in Paris tonight, and there is still some hope that Anfield can do the job next week and Liverpool can complete an incredibly famous turnaround.
I'm Ian Mulvey, and I just wanted to remind you not to miss the Premier League preview show on LFC TV and All Red Video. As well as all the best pre-match stats and interviews, the show includes live coverage of the boss's pre-match press conference. Oh, and they have great guests too. So that's the Premier League preview show. It's live, usually on Friday mornings, but check the listings each week for exact timings. Up the Reds.
Arne, not the result you were hoping for. Did you see more, though, in terms of attitude and application tonight than maybe you did on Saturday?
Yeah, although the difference in level was a different level. Let's say that they had more than enough chances to make more than two goals. But what I really liked from our players is that at the end, we conceded one or two goals because of a lack of effort. And today, all the chances we've conceded had nothing to do with a lack of effort. They tried, kept running, were running as hard as they could, to track back as hard as they could. But sometimes we were just coming one step short. But every time when we conceded a shot or when we conceded a chance, at least I saw a lot of bodies inside our own box trying to prevent them from scoring.
Was the change in formation today something specifically designed to match up the opposition, or was it something you were going to try no matter who you were playing tonight?
No, it definitely has to do with the opposition and with the qualities our players have combined, where you don't want to get them in situations where they don't look good. So I think it's clear and obvious, everybody knows Hakimi and Nuno Mendes are an incredible offensive threat. And if you want to press them high, which we've tried a few times, then Milos and Jeremy both have the pace to cope with Hakimi and Nuno Mendes. But it was also quite obvious that every time when we pressed them high, those were the moments we were completely ripped apart. So it's not easy, because if you're really tight on the wingers, they go in behind. If you back down a little bit, they have the time to take you on. If you're not tight on their midfielders, they dribble in enormous intensity. So there are a lot of qualities that of them that we have to prevent them from showing. And we're still in the tie, and the good thing is that we can bring the game back to Anfield now.
When you talk there about preventing them from showing their qualities, I guess also what you have to do next week, as well as that, is also find a way of creating a little bit more and hopefully using the power of Anfield to do so.
Yeah, of course, not creating a little bit more. We have to create a lot more, because we need to score at least two goals. So therefore, we have to, of course, create so much more than we did over here. But one of the things of creating is taking the risk of going man-to-man all over the pitch. And we saw today five or six times we did that too. We saw also last season how many chances they created over here. There's not a game that had been played over here where Paris Saint-Germain didn't create as many chances as they did. Not against us, but every single game they play here at home. But last season also showed that after 10 minutes we could have already been 2-0 up at Anfield, because Anfield can, especially our fans and the combination between fans and players, can definitely create something. And that is also what we need. And what we got last season, because despite the fact that we lost at home last season 1-0, we did not deserve that 1-0 loss. But both away games have been completely similar. Twice, Paris Saint-Germain was the better team.
They were due to play Lens in Ligue 1 this weekend, Ray, and obviously they're fighting with Lens for the title at the moment. PSG are a few points ahead with a game in hand, but that game now won't take place. Lens are not particularly happy about it, as you can probably understand, but it does give them a full week off to prepare
for
this.
It does, Becky, you're quite right, and some of their players will be happy with it. Some players like playing a lot of games.
Yeah, sometimes it's the continuity.
Continuity of playing, and you know, you're not training as hard, because you got your next game's quite soon after the one you've just played. So that's something that you can look at. But I thought, just listen to Virgil there. I think he said all the right things. Yeah. You know, and that was, you know, they worked hard this evening. You know, they didn't create as much as they would have liked, but they've still got it all to play for on Tuesday. And you just mentioned the home support, how vital that is. And sometimes fans don't realise, you know, how important they can be when you come to the stadium. Be ready to get behind the team, spur them on, get behind them at every opportunity, throw-ins, whatever it may be. If you just be positive for them, then the players can react in a really positive way. And that's what's needed, because we're up against a very good side. I don't think anyone would say otherwise. You know, when you're looking at quality, they've got as much quality as anyone left in the Champions League or anyone in European football at the moment.
Yeah, you said it at the top of the show about the power of Anfield, and there will be fans who are finding times hard at the moment. It's not been maybe the season that we would have wanted, Tomo, but at the same time, there's still so much to play for, and they can make the difference on Tuesday night.
Oh, absolutely, and it is one of those big nights. You know, we can make it loud. The fans, with the fans groups and everything, will make sure they get a rude awakening. You know, their fans were wonderful tonight. They were singing from start to finish. But we can be exactly the same, only better. And that arrival of teams, I think the fans will be there for us. And I think that is absolutely massive. There is a big chance for this game next Tuesday.
OK, more reaction is on the way now from the dressing room. Rob has been speaking with Ryan Gravenberch.
Ryan, you always knew it was going to be a tough assignment this evening. How did you see the way the game went?
Yeah, what you said, this was a really tough night for us. I think everyone could see it as well. They have a really good team. They play in such a good, like a high intensity. They play, they move, they run across each other. So it was really difficult for us today.
What would you say were the key messages from the manager with the change of formation before this match and playing with three at the back tonight?
Sorry?
The change in formation to three, what was the manager's messages about why he did that, and do you think it worked?
Yeah, maybe to be a bit more secure in the back. We know that the wingers are really good in, for example, 1v1, so maybe, yeah, a little bit more protection that, for example, Jeremy is in the 1v1, then Ibu can cover him. But overall, it was, even when we played with five, it was tough today.
Did it feel important as well to have an extra man in the middle, given how good their central midfielders are?
Yeah. Even, yeah. What can I say about today? It's even with the, like extra men, they like really good on the ball. You know, they keep the ball. What I said, they play with such a high intensity that it's difficult to press.
But the thing is that you hung in there, and you have to believe in the power of Anfield and the power of this team to turn things around next week.
Of course. We know how difficult it will be, but obviously we play at Anfield, and we need offense, and we need to keep believing.
Thank you.
Yeah, we do keep believing indeed. Before that second leg, of course, it is a return to Premier League action in the middle. Fulham are sandwiched between these two ties. And I mean, in terms of Fulham, they will not have played for 3-4 weeks by the time this game rolls round, Tomo. Liverpool have played three games in just 1 week. So as we said, really, when I was chatting to Ray, there's two ways of looking at it. You know, yes, they will be well rested, but 3 weeks, you'd be a bit rusty.
Will Liverpool Football Club be expect to play these games, you know, in big games all the time? We had a week's rest before we played Nottingham Forest, and Forest played on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And oh my God, that was the worst performance that I'd seen. So this is going to be a big game. Fulham, a good outfit. But we've got to win our home games in this running now.
Yeah, there's lots to play for when we look at the Premier League table, because it is, Ray, extremely tight in that mix for the European spots.
Yeah, just the form of late have brought a lot of other teams into it. You know,
yeah,
so.
I mean, Fulham win this, to put it into context, they're just
two points
behind
Liverpool. You would never have suggested that a few weeks ago, would you? Because Liverpool had that, that gap over a lot of the sides below them at the moment. You know, it just... I think from the players' point of view, you just got to get back to winning ways. You know, the run that they've been on at the moment, it's been too many losses, you know, whether that be in the FA Cup to Man City, the league to Brighton, or tonight with the defeat. And you've got to change that. You've got to change the mentality quickly. And it could be easily done against Fulham. Then you take that confidence of getting the win on Saturday into the game on Tuesday.
Yeah, because it is huge in terms of Champions League football for next season, Tomo. Unless they win the competition this season, they have to secure it via their Premier League spot.
There's big weeks coming up.
Huge,
big
yeah.
weeks coming up. And it's not just the PSG game next week. It's all the league games. We've got a difficult running, you know. Got the Blues coming up.
There's one at the Hill Dickinson,
The Hill Dickinson. So that'll be a big one for everybody. And it will come in after the European game. I think it's going to be a massive game, but there's so many coming up, and we've just got to be right. That's what I'm saying. This is Liverpool Football Club. We never give up, and we'll be ready for every challenge.
We always are. And when you put it into that context, actually, you know, the games that are coming up in the Premier League as well, Ray, it really feels massive Saturday to get a good result and kick on
Tuesday. You should be fearful of the games that are upcoming. You should be ready for them. Mm. You know, when you've got to play a big club like Liverpool, you've got to be in major competitions. You're going to be playing a lot of matches that other teams aren't in Europe. They're not going to be able to play in them. They're going to have 3 weeks off, whereas Liverpool are not, because they've been successful last season. I've been for lots of seasons. So you have to be prepared for that. I think you're going to learn about the players in the next few weeks. You're going to learn about the ones who want to stay here for the next few seasons or not.
That is it from this episode of The Reaction. We'll be back again on Saturday from Anfield with analysis and interviews too after Liverpool's Premier League match with Fulham. If you haven't already, do give us a follow. Goodbye for now.